in summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. Things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Got mad and both decided to lock the door, throw away the key. I drove off to Santa Barbara. She kept on at acting school. Driving in my yellow sports car, I would never play the fool.
Hello, hello, hello. That was what I call a very rough transition. Anyways, I am... Whoa, this is Allie on Sauerkraut, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Those last two songs were I Still Love You by Arthur Russell from his most recent posthumous album, Iowa Dream, and Hurt So Good by Carly Rae Jepsen from her seminal album that features the songs like Call Me Maybe and others that I also love, but this one was called Hurt So Good. And I'm here with my little sister, who's drawing on the wall right now, so she's not going to say anything, and Jill, who, if you've listened before, she's Jill. Always here. Jill is here.
Those were two good music words that you just used.
Which ones?
Seminal and posthumous.
Oh, thank you. well, oh, whoa. Hi, Leo. Thank you for saying that.
Are we getting chats?
Yeah, we are. From one Leo I am.
One Leo I am.
Two Leo I am. Red Leo I am. Blue Leo I am.
True.
Sorry, that wasn't funny. Anyways, I'm talking right now because I have no songs cued except for those two because I made a playlist yesterday called Unfortunately the Only Two Songs I Want to Listen To, and this is the only playlist I've been listening to for 2 days, and it's just those two songs on repeat.
So maybe we should just listen to those songs on repeat.
I would, except now that I actually know someone is listening, I don't want to do it to them.
You can't do that to them.
Yeah, I can't do it to Leo.
True.
Specifically. I could do it if they were anonymous, but no.
Now we know too much.
Now we know too much. Okay, this is the... anyways, Jill, how was your day?
My day was good. I was finishing an essay.
Uh-huh.
I worked in Barnum for the first time in a while.
In the bottom floor?
In the bottom floor with a nice sunroom because I was cold. And then I curled up in the sun like a little cat.
Oh my God.
Today, writing my essay.
Have you ever been in there right after it snowed and it... Okay, we were talking...
Have you ever been in there right after it
no,
snowed?
No, because I haven't. And we were talking about this on the walkover.
Because you haven't?
I haven't.
Oh, so why are you asking me?
Because maybe you have. Jill and I were talking about this on when we walked over, and no, Leo, don't pull up because there's too many people in here already, like Jill and my sister, and it's too scary. It's too scary.
It's too
okay.
Scary.
Also, hi Andrew. What I was saying was,
Oh my god!
Everyone I know. Was that I was talking to you about how I want to be in a sunroom right after it snows or while it's snowing and the snow is piling up,
right,
honestly.
Right.
And I forgot that Barnum has...
Barnum is our one sunroom that we have access to.
Exactly. And so I don't know. I should really be making use of that.
I do wish I was there for the hailstorm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's scary because that has mass and weight.
It's like being in a Kia Soul when it's storming.
Oh,
it
I've never
sounds
done
really
that.
Loud.
Have
my
you?
Dad, my dad got his car stolen at one point,
oh, no.
And he had to rent a car for a while. And the car that was given to him was a Kia Soul.
Oh my God!
And when you would drive around, because there's so much like flat surface area on the roof, it sounds so loud. And, like, you couldn't hear the person next to you speak when it was storming.
You
because
definitely
it was
couldn't
so loud.
Hear Hurt So Good by Carly Rae Jepsen
so
in that car.
So you couldn't hear Hurt So Good.
You couldn't
the chipmunks in the Kia Soul can't hear each other.
Oh, my
which is
God.
Good because they probably don't speak, so.
Wow. that's unfortunate. I guess if we're talking... No, I can't do that. I was going to play Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas song, but it's... Thanksgiving
it's
hasn't
too
passed yet.
Early.
It's too early for Christmas music.
I did just make my annual playlist of Christmas music.
Oh, I don't have an annual playlist. I've had the same one since 8th grade.
Yeah, see, that's better. I just like to add my new like artists that I like now that make covers and stuff.
Have new artists made covers of Christmas music? I didn't know they still
Kishibashi
did that.
Kishibashi has like a great
Whoa.
Christmas cover.
Oh my God.
And it's great.
Whoa, I haven't listened to Kishibashi in so long. I guess we're going to listen to him right now.
I guess we are.
Yeah, not his new stuff, though. Just the songs, one of the 37 songs that I have in my liked.
Nice.
Anyways, this is Marigolds by Kishibashi. Please enjoy. Thank you. it's me. I decided I don't like this song anymore. Anyways, here's Breathless by Caroline Polachek.
Run. stormy night, I went over the wall. You are there in the flickering light where teardrops fall. We banged the drum slowly and played the fife lowly. You know the song in my heart. In the turning of twilight, in the shadows of moonlight, you can show me a new place to start. I've torn my clothes and I've drained the cup, stripping away at it all, thinking of you when the sun comes up, when teardrops fall. By rivers of blindness, in love and with kindness, we can hold up a toast if we meet. To the cutting of fences, to sharpen the senses that linger in the fireball heat. Roses are red, violets are blue, and time is beginning to crawl. I just might have to come see you where teardrops fall.
Hello, hello, hello. A bunch of songs just played. What did we play? We played Marigold by Kishibashi. I decided I didn't like that song because I haven't listened to it since it came out, which was, I guess, in 2019. Then Breathless by Caroline Polachek, which is a cover of another band's song that is called Breathless, and it was a girl group from the 2000s, and I can't remember what they're called, but their version is also really fun. Then Shushu and Liv Harris, Liz Harris, A Bottle of Rum, GNT by the Durruti Column. The only reason I picked that song is because it's the shortest Durruti Column song I like, and I didn't want to listen to a 9-minute song. And then Bob Dylan, Where Teardrops Fall, which I played because there's actually a secret third song on that playlist of songs that I've been listening to, and I didn't add it, but I just cue it at the end of every loop.
That's funny. Why don't you just add it to the playlist?
I don't know, because it was really like a 4 days ago song, not like a 2 to 3 days ago song. Mm-hmm. So instead of listening to it on repeat right now, I kind of want to sprinkle it in when I feel like my playlist needs it.
Understood.
Anyways, my sister is also here, and she's allowed to talk if she wants.
Okay, hello.
Oh, don't use that microphone. Use the other one. That one doesn't work. Yeah.
This one.
Say hi.
Hi. Oh, it's working.
I know it is. Real nice. You know what isn't working, though? My computer.
That's okay. You know.
Oh, never mind. It's so working. I was just being an idiot. Casey, do you have anything to say? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm Allie's little sister.
So true.
Yeah, I'm visiting her over break and sleeping on her floor.
Well, also, last night she slept on the floor, but I got a carpet in the mail today, so tonight she's sleeping on a carpet.
Carpet and little camping mattress.
Little camping mattress.
And floor.
And floor. So actually, very comfortable.
Yeah,
and weighted
is.
Blanket. Oh my God, she agreed.
Is.
Nice.
Anyways, this next song is Catcher in the Rye by Mickey Newberry from After All These Years.
You gotta roll in when the tide is riding high. You gotta roll out when the sun is in the sky. You gotta roll on when the water well is dry. When the fire's in the kitchen and the catcher's in the rye. You
I woke up this morning, I looked all around. So brokenhearted, I just had to lay back down. Found her closet empty, there upon the bed. I picked up this note she wrote, and this is what she said. You gotta roll in when the tide is riding high. You gotta roll out when the sun is in the sky. You gotta roll on when the water well runs dry. Don't ask me why I'm leaving, baby. Bye, baby, bye. Trash in the corner and the clothes on the floor. Stack of bills get high, Lord, but I don't waste no more. Darling, I'm sorry if I've been unkind. When you read this letter, try to read between the lines. You gotta roll in when the tide is riding high. You gotta roll out when the sun is in the sky. You gotta roll on when the water well runs dry. Fire's in the kitchen, but the catcher's in the rye. I suppose it's over, think of me sometimes. Truly blue and your words, a fool would only rhyme. And the moral to this story is, you don't love the blues. You do not choose to gamble when you just cannot stand to lose. You gotta roll in when the tide is riding high. You gotta roll out when the sun is in the sky. You gotta roll on when the water well is dry. Fire's in the kitchen, catcher's in the rye.
Thank you. sharpen the pole and sever the flesh. Harvest the pit and spit out the rest. To shoulder our pain.
Ah!
Hello, hello, hello. It's me again, and it is time for a PSA. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty monumentous. So, take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. This is a PSA brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Me and Jill again. So if you know us, you'll know that we're also part of Melisma, the music magazine, and for Melisma, we quote-unquote do a column that hasn't been done yet, but
it will be done.
But it will be in the next issue about our professors and Mad Libs about their music taste. Mm-hmm. And so we sent it out to a professor. We sent it out to, should we name him or are we not allowed to? He would probably appreciate being named.
Yeah.
Nick Seaver. And had a lot of responses from him.
Mm-hmm. Should we go through them?
I think we should start by painting a picture of who he was in 2006 to 2007. So our column necessitates a picture, of course, as anyone would want. And this column, we asked for a photo of them when they were younger, listening to music at a concert, blah, 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 whatever.
I literally asked for any picture that could be related to music.
And what does Nick Seaver send us, Jill?
In my inbox, on Sunday night, I receive an email, and it contains, not Sunday night, Saturday night, it contains a picture of said Nick Seaver as a blog house DJ at the Yale University.
It's him with a giant stuff. He's standing in front of a fold-out table.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant teddy bear stuffed animal under the table.
There's a single
can of PBR on the table. And he has a massive old MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm. And it's the most beautifully composed photo I think I've ever seen.
It's him leaning over this computer, looking like a man in a plaid flannel.
Yeah. I think you're filling in the plaid flannel because he wears that. He's just wearing like a t-shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Photo. That was my bad.
Imagined plaid t-shirt.
Yeah, in my head.
An imagined mustache, which he has now but didn't have in 2007.
Okay, I changed my mind. He's wearing a t-shirt and it has black sleeves and it's white and there's a logo on it.
It's red sleeves.
No!
I'm so glad that I've memorized this image and you have it.
Anyway, some of the highlights of the question responses he sent us. I can only do one. I can do two things off the top of my head.
Yeah, highlights.
Well, first of all, he really liked Fortet when he was in college, which is great because I love Fortet and I'm in college.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently when he was writing his master's thesis, he had a playlist on SoundCloud only of songs that sampled Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
This is true.
And I wish he had sent us the playlist, but alas.
We can't have everything in this world.
Yeah.
What My were your highlights? Highlights were him seeing Daft Punk in 2007.
And then sending us.
Then sending a video that he took on a
camcorder.
On a camcorder. It's the shakiest video.
There's a really slow zoom in and then a zoom out onto what is maybe 5 pixels. He sent it to us over Dropbox.
Right, but vibes.
Vibes.
Vibes. And also, he... In one sentence, we asked the question, what was the soundtrack to your master's thesis? He mentioned both Dataplex and A Millie by Lil Wayne. Insane.
Wow.
It's really crazy. He's just like, if you like decided to make a cool person, this is like all of the music that you would plug into them, you know, with the USB.
Yeah.
if you had like a little USB that you could put into Nick Seaver.
I really hope this doesn't get back to him, but... Some more Nick Seaver info. He played water polo in high school, I learned.
He went to the same high school.
Well, he went to the same high school as me, which is actually how I know that. Yeah, Nick Seaver. Yeah.
As in the building.
As in the multiple buildings at my high school.
Boy.
Yeah. Comes from oil money.
It would be really funny if he was like sitting in his house listening to radio.
I don't think he knows who
I don't.
Am.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he does. We, like, adore him so much.
I know. This is, like, completely out of adoration.
Like, the fact that Jill got the email, and he didn't send it to me, which was weird because I was on the email thread, but it's fine.
Besides the point.
Where were you when you received this email?
I was in my home.
Weren't you doing things with people?
Yeah. Like... No, I, like, stopped what I was doing. I was doing, like, a Friendsgiving, and I stopped everyone to be, like, my professor just emailed me a picture of him as a Bloghouse DJ in 2007.
From 2006 to 2007. He had a year-long run that he attempted while he was a senior at Yale. Anyways, it's 8:55, so... Well, it's 8:54 and 22 seconds, but we're playing it loose. Freeform.
Mm-hmm.
This is Allie again on Sauerkraut, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show has been so freeform, that I don't even know what the last song I'm going to play should be. Oh no, not this again. Allie, how long can you spend talking while you frantically look for a song
to
play?
Dare you to just press shuffle on your liked songs.
Okay, I will. This is the song that comes up when I press shuffle on my like songs. Oh, that was cued. This is not shuffling. Oh my god.
Action. But really, action and feeling go together. And by regulating action, which is under the more direct control of the will, we can indirectly regulate the feeling, which is not. Thus, the sovereign voluntary path to cheerfulness, if our spontaneous cheerfulness be lost, is to sit up here.
Saturday, 12:34, May 6th, 19.
Society, a monstrous repeated life that echoes for a million years until another guy calls to fuck it up. It's perfect to hate it. The silence that explains the monster is not meant to shame. It heals itself.
Thank you.
this is a song called Mantras Repeated by Spirit of the Beehive. I don't know this song, but it's in my liked. I'm 100% sure because I really liked the movie called The Spirit of the Beehive, so I assume I made that connection years ago. Anyways, we're going to play a rapid fire round where we react to the next song that's shuffled. We'll listen to 10 seconds of it. This isn't going to go on my playlist on Spinatron.
Live react. That's like a cool kind of Enya sound.
This is Virginia Astley. It's from the 80s. She did a... Whoa, who did she do a song with? I can't remember, but... Oh, no, Caroline Polachek did a Bandcamp release of a cover of one of her songs. It's very Christmas vibes.
Yeah. This is very Christmas.
Oh, that was 25 seconds.
Way too long.
This is High Tide by Earth Eater.
This sounds like computer.
Yeah.
I wish I had more commentary on this song. It just, it's speaking for itself.
Well, I think everyone who's heard my show has heard my Earth Eater bit already, so. Oh, this is Wawa by the Ocean by Mary Lattimore.
Very soothing sounds.
I actually think I'll leave it at this tonight. Thank you, everyone who listened. Please come back next week. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Wawa by the Ocean by Mary Lattimore. Please enjoy.